The Amos and Andy Show with...
I'm Gabby Gibson. Yes, I'm Gabby Gibson.
This is Shorty. This is Shorty the Barber.
Henry Daniel as Benny Simpson.
Lud Gluskin and his orchestra. And those famous...
Delta Rhythm Boys.
It's 11 a.m. in the Stevens home, and the Kingfish is at the breakfast table. He started getting up for breakfast lately because he says he needs the exercise. For some reason, he's been very dissatisfied with breakfast for the past 2 weeks, and this morning is no exception.
Well, here's your pancakes, George.
Pancakes again? Now, listen, Sapphire, I don't want no more pancakes. I done had them now for 2 weeks in a row.
But, George...
I tell you, I don't want no more. They is hard, they is tough, and they is bitter.
Well, has you tried sprinkling sugar on them?
What you ought to sprinkle on these things is bicarbonate of soda.
Oh, it's all in your mind. There's nothing wrong with them.
Yeah, did you ever break one in half? Listen to this. Look here. Fluffy, ain't it?
Now, listen, I'm going to tell you something. The reason I is giving you these pancakes every morning for breakfast, George, is that the Ozeka Pancake Flour Company is running a contest, and I got to send in a box top.
Yeah, well, you're doing it wrong. You ought to send in the pancakes and let me eat the box top. Tell me this, what is this contest about?
Well, the contest is to try to find the happiest married couple in Harlem.
Yeah, well, how can any couple be happy with indigestion?
Well, there's a $500 prize for the best letter, and I send it in a box top with each letter. So I bought 10 boxes of the flour.
10 boxes of the stuff? Well, throw it away. My stomach has been upset from these things for 2 weeks.
I won't throw it away.
Well, then mix some water with it, and we can fix the cracks in the bedroom wall.
I ain't gonna do no such a thing. I'm gonna make pancakes with it, because I want to win that happy married couple contest.
Well, throw the stuff away. I ain't gonna eat no more of them pancakes.
George Stevens, don't you raise your voice to me.
And don't you raise your voice to me while you tell me not to raise my voice to you.
Well, I ain't gonna stand here and be insulted.
Yeah, well, all right, then go someplace else and be insulted.
That's all, brother. I'm getting out of this house.
Yeah, well, take the pancake flour with you. You might run into a cement mixer someplace.
I'm leaving you, George Stevens, and I ain't never coming back.
Now, where is you going? To your dear mama's?
None of your business.
Yeah, well,
I'm going in right now and pack.
Well, it's okay with me.
And it's okay with me, too.
Well, get over here. Get over here. Oh, I tell you, Henry, marriage is a mess. Do your wife nag at you all the time, too?
Oh, yes, yes. We always fight. We has one alteration after another.
Yeah. Yeah, no wonder the aspirin companies is getting rich helping people get rid of their headaches.
Well, I never bother with aspirin when I get a headache around the house.
How do you get rid of it?
I sends her out for a walk.
You know, Henry, my wife walked out on me for good, and all on account of the Ozeka pancake flour.
Very interesting information. I might get a box of that.
Yeah, well, the way I see it, a man's home ought to be a place where he can have his laundry done and have a woman to talk to.
Exactly. But it's been my experience that every time I get a woman to talk to, my wife chases her out.
Yeah, well, I ain't got to worry about a wife no more. After filling me full of them no good Ozeka pancakes for 2 weeks, we done had an argument this morning. She done left me for good.
Well, Kingfish, I don't want to sound like a killjoy, but she'll be back.
Well, Amos and Andy, come in.
Hello there, Kingfish. Hi, Henry.
Well, how is it there, fella?
Come in, boys, because I got to be running along now.
Where are you going, Miss Van Porter?
Well, the social season officially opens with the opera and a big party.
Oh.
I has got to stop by the stationery store and pick up a gum eraser to clean the front of my dress shirt. Good day, boy.
Well, so long.
So long.
Yeah, say, Kingfish, I run into your wife on the street, and she had 2 suitcases, and she told me she was leaving you for good.
That's right, Emma.
You and Sapphire done had another fight, Kingfish?
Yeah, she been killing me with pancakes. That's the whole reason for the fight.
Oh, Kingfish, was they really that bad?
Did you ever try eating a Victrola record?
Well, I saw it. There's nothing I can do for you, Kingfish.
Well, don't worry about it, Emma. I don't need a woman. I can get along by myself very good. In fact, I'm going home right now and cook me up a swell dinner.
Hey, Kingfish, I was hungry too. I'll go along and help you.
Come on. Oh, we're coming along fine here, Andy. Oh, this bachelor life is the thing, all right. Now, start up the gas oven there, will you?
I got the gas turned on, but I can't find no match.
Match? You want a match, huh? Yeah. Yeah, the gas is... smell the gas, all right, yeah. Match, wait a minute. Let me see here. Yeah, here's one right here. Here, here you
I can smell that gas all right, too. Where do you light it? I can't find a place.
You found the place.
It lights fast, don't it? Did you see the flame shoot out of there?
Hey, well, no harm done. Besides, you didn't need eyebrows no way. You look good.
Hey, look, must I put this rice in the oven?
No, you got to put some water in it first, Andy.
Well, wait a minute. Won't water leak through the box?
Andy, you don't know nothing about cooking at all. You set the box in the pan of water before you put it in the oven. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Hey, what's that?
Steam.
Steam from what?
From the soft-boiled eggs in the pressure cooker.
Oh. Well, ain't they done?
Yeah, well, I gotta boil them till they get soft, don't I?
Well, ain't they soft yet?
Well, they've only been boiling for an hour, Andy. Now, look.
Yeah, well, ain't no sense in looking at them yet, then.
No, I might shake the cooker here and see how they sound.
Yeah, them soft-boiled eggs have certainly got hard shells on them, all right.
Yeah, take the top off the pressure cooker there and see how they are.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll take it off. Boy, when that top comes off, it really flies right out your hand, don't it?
Oh, yeah. Great thing, these pressure cookers. I'll crack this egg on the side of a cup here. Hand me another cup, will you, Andy?
Yeah, I'll get it.
Say, Andy, look here. Watch the coffee. It's boiling over.
Yeah, okay, I'll get it. Ow, that pot is hot. Mm. Yeah. Oh, sorry, Kingfish. That thing was hot. I dropped the coffee on the floor.
Yeah, well, now what is it going to do?
Well, we can still use the coffee grounds. I'll pick them up off the floor and put them in something else.
Andy, don't pick them coffee grounds up off the floor like that. It ain't sanitary.
It ain't?
No, use a spoon. I tell you what you do now. Get me a hammer.
For what?
I want to start mashing the potatoes.
Well, where is the potato?
They is in the pressure cooker with eggs.
In the pressure cooker?
Yeah.
I don't see them in here.
Well, they ain't in there, is they? They was, though. Wonder what happened. They done dehydrated. That's what they done dehydrated.
What is that?
They done dehydrated and evaporated away. That's exactly what they done.
Yeah, they must is, because I remember putting them in there.
Yeah, they done, the potatoes just done evaporated. Now, put the pressure cooker back on the stove there, and I'm going to make you a nice cheese souffle. That's what I'm going to make you.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, Andy, we're doing great here. We don't need no woman around here, no way.
Nah. Say, Kingfish, you think your wife has done left you for good?
Well, Andy, she said to me she was going for good, but just as she left the house, I stopped and I said to her, sooner or later,
you're going to be coming around.
I'll bet you. I'll bet you that I get you. You wait and see. Wait and see.
Sooner or later you'll wanna be hanging around.
I'll let you. I'll bet you if I let you. You baby me. Yes.
Gonna knock on my door. You did it before.
Matter of factly, I don't know exactly when.
But sooner or later, you're gonna be coming around
and want my loving again.
You know, man, Sapphire's and gone again.
Yeah, but she'll be back.
Think so?
No, so. She'll knock on his door. She did it before.
But maybe he don't want those pancakes no more.
They're really in a mess, we must confess. Oh, Sapphire, Sapphire, you thought it best. But one thing we know, you'll regret you ever wanted to go. Oh, yes, we know. 'Cause sooner or later, you'll be around.
old boy, this is the life, all right, sitting here in the office knowing that I ain't got no wife waiting at home to nag at me.
Yeah, and that wasn't a bad meal that we finally had last night.
Yeah, Joe's lunchroom serves a nice 60-cent dinner, don't they?
I guess we kind of messed up your house a little, though, didn't we?
Yeah, well, that don't matter. I sent Lightning over to clean it up.
Tell me this, has you heard anything from Sapphire yet?
You mean my former wife? Mm-hmm. No, brother, and they ain't heard nothing. They ain't never gonna hear nothing.
Come in, Lightning, come in.
I'm back, Brother Kingfish. I cleaned up your house like you said.
Yeah, how come you took so long? You just had to clean up the floor.
Well, after I cleaned the floor, I stood in the kitchen wondering.
Wondering about what?
How them potatoes ever got on the ceiling.
Oh, yeah, so that's where they went, huh?
Yeah, I knew that they was in the room there somewhere.
Say, Kingfish, this letter was over at your house for you.
Yeah, let me have it and get on with me, will you?
Yeah, sir, I'll wheel right on out.
Letter here, let's see.
Yeah, who's it from, Kingfish?
Well, just advertise my... Hey, wait a minute, Anna, listen to this.
What's the matter?
My dear Mr. and Mrs. Stevens, we are pleased to inform you that you have won the $500 prize in the Ozeka Pancake Flour Contest. Your letter has convinced us beyond doubt that you are the happiest married couple in Harlem. Our representative will call on you Wednesday to take pictures of your happy family. Yours truly, the Ozeka Pancake Flour Company.
Well, congratulations, Kingfish, on being the happiest married man in Harlem, whose wife has just left him.
Yeah. $500 prize, Andy. And they come in here tomorrow to take our picture, and I ain't got no wife. And I don't know where she is.
Well, what in the world are you going to do?
I need some advice, and I need it bad. Say, Gabby, I come to you for some legal advice.
Well, you come to the right place, Kingfish. I'm the legal light of Harlem. That's what they call me, the legal light.
Yeah, can you give me some advice without me paying you?
Sorry, but the light just went out.
Gabby, look here, you gotta help me. I need some legal advice.
Legal advice, legal advice. That stuff don't grow on trees, you know. It costs a lot of money to go through law school. I had to borrow $2,000 from my own papa to go through law school so I could try my first case in court.
What was your first case?
Papa was suing me for the $2,000.
Yeah, well, tell me this. How much is you gonna charge me for your services?
Well, Kingfish, I usually work on a sliding scale. It all depends on how much work develops in the case. So I'll start you at
$50. $50?
I'm excited. I can slide either way.
Gabby, look here. There's a company that makes some awful bitter pancake flour called the Ozeka Pancake Flour Company. Now, my wife entered the happiest married couple contest, won the thing, and she done left me.
Well, that shows she's really trying to be happy.
No. You don't understand, Gabby. I want her to come back. Now, what kind of laws you got on that?
Well, let me look at my legal files here. Oh, here we is right here. Man's wife leaves him, and man wants her to come back. Then it says, see decision under I. Under I.
What's under I?
Insanity.
Oh, no. Now, listen, Gabby. The Ozeka Pancake people is coming over here tomorrow to take pictures of us as the happy family. And she done gone.
That's the safest way, because if she ain't here, then they won't catch you fighting.
Yeah, but how about me getting a detective to try to find my wife?
Oh, that's bad.
Well, how about me asking the Ozeka company to postpone it a few days?
No, that's bad.
Well, how about me telling them I got to go out of town?
No good, absolutely no good.
How about me getting some good-looking gal to play like she's my wife for just a couple of hours?
Lovely.
Brother Ander, my only hope to win this $500 prize from the Ozeka Pancake Flour Company is to get some gal to play that she's my wife when they come to take the picture of the happiest married couple.
Yeah, well, I don't know where you're going to get no... Uh-oh. Look who's coming in the front door here. Maybe that's your answer.
Hey, say this... Say, look at her. She's taking off a fur coat before she comes in.
Hiya, Sadie.
Hey, what's the idea of taking off your coat before you come in?
When my hip... I've been rubbing off too much fur on the door jamb.
Now, look here, Sadie, I got a little surprise for you. How would you like to be married tomorrow for just a... Hey, wait a minute, where are you going?
To get the wedding dress out of my home chest.
Wait a minute, though.
You said married, didn't you?
Yeah, but don't you want to know who it is?
Just so it's a man.
Now, wait a minute. Just a minute, Sadie. We just want you to play like you was married.
Oh, so that's it. Listen, I ain't going to pretend to be nobody's wife. When I get a husband, I want the whole works.
Yeah, but Sadie,
I want to hear them church bells ring.
Well, that's easy. I'll jingle some bells in your ear.
I want to smell them orange blossoms.
Oh, I'll squeeze orange juice all over you.
I want to feel the rice in my hair.
I'll shower you with a whole sack full.
Yeah, the only thing is, Sadie, this is going to be a kissless marriage.
That's all, brother.
No, listen, Sadie, this man that we're talking about has got a wife.
Wait a minute. I ain't breaking up no home.
Oh, no, wait a minute. This marriage will only last a few hours.
None of that Hollywood stuff for me. Also, on second thought, I want to go on record as saying that any woman who wants to marry any man must be out of her mind. And you know something?
What's that?
You was looking at a crazy woman.
Kingfish, your worries is over. I done found a gal to play like she's your wife, and she'll be here any minute.
Oh, that's great, Brother Andy. Then I can have the picture took and get the $500 prize. Say, by the way, who's going to play the part of my wife?
Kingfish, I got one of the hostesses over at the dance hall. She's a good-looking gal, too.
Oh, that's great. You know, I talked to the man from the Ozeka Flower Company, and by mistake, over the phone, I say, I didn't know what I was saying. I just happened to say to it. I told him that I had children, and he wants them in the picture. So I done took care of that, too.
Yeah, how'd you do it?
Well, I got my son in the other room, and he's dressed up in a little Lord Fauntleroy suit.
Yeah?
Yeah. Sonny boy, come here.
Yes, I'm coming. Here I am. Hello, Daddy.
Shorty the barber.
Yeah, say, put on that yo-yo and step over here, will you? Let me take one last look at you. That Buster Brown collar and Windsor tie look nice with the knee pants. But there's still something wrong with the way you look, and I just can't put my finger on it.
Yeah, maybe you ought to take the cigar out of his mouth.
Oh, say, Pop, did you see what Mother looks like?
Yeah, Andy got one of the hostesses from the dance hall.
Yeah, I know it. I was over with him when he picked her out. I got a mother complex already.
You go back in the kitchen, Shorty. That might be the man now. Oh, me.
Yeah, I'll go to the door with you, King.
Yeah, come on, Andy.
Oh, come in, Miss Del Rey.
Hello, Mr. Brown.
This is the man that you're going to play his wife. Mrs. Stevens, this is Rita Del Rey.
Hello, darling. Glad to know you, big boy.
Take it easy, Kingfish. I see her first.
Mr. Del Rey, I guess Ann explained the whole thing to you about the man taking the family picture.
And I'm wifey, dear.
And don't I wish you was? I mean, wait a minute. There's the man. You better go back in the kitchen, too. My son is back there, and I'll be back and get you.
Okay, big boy.
Yeah, I'll answer the door. Wait a minute, then.
Greetings, Mr. Stevens. I'm Tom Higgins, representing the Ozeka Pancake Flour Company.
Come right in, Mr. Higgins. A pleasure to know you.
Yeah.
I want you to meet an old friend of the family, is Mr. Brown.
Likewise, Mr. Higgins.
Glad to know you, Brown.
Likewise again.
Well, I have my camera here. Is everything all set for the picture?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. First, I better call in my son. I'll go out in the kitchen and get him.
Mr. Higgins, won't you take off your coat, please?
Well, I'll get on in the kitchen here. All right, now the first one. Hey, Shorty, what in the world is you two doing?
I'm just an affectionate son.
Okay. Come on out here with me now, will you?
I'll see you later, Mom.
Okay, sonny.
Here he is, Mr. Higgins. This is my son, Shorty.
Oh, so this is your son, eh? Looks like a mighty fine boy.
Oh, yes, sir, he is. He's the choice of the litter. Yes.
By the way, you said something about four children over the phone, I thought.
Andy, where's my other three children?
Well, Kingfish, don't you remember? They're away at college.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're up at the Massachusetts Institute of Harvard, yeah. They're up there learning how to make Yale lots and all that stuff. They're right in the middle of it.
Well, your boy here looks very bright. Tell me, what's your favorite game, sonny?
Well, I like jacks.
Jacks?
Yeah, jacks are better.
Oh. he means by saying that he likes to play jacks. a little better than he does Marvel.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. And now, Mr. Stevens, I'd like to meet your charming wife.
You want me who's, Oh, yes, sir, my wife. Oh, sure. Tell you, she is in the kitchen doing the dishes, and I'll call her right now. Honey, wifey, Miss Del Rey.
You call your wife Miss Del Rey?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. He treats her with respect, all right.
Did you call, dear?
Yes, I did, dear. I did call you, yes, sir. Miss Higgins, I want you to meet my darling wife.
Well, I'm happy to know you, Mrs. Stevens.
Same to you.
Now, a little bit about yourself, Mrs. Stevens. Do you have any hobby?
Well, I spend most of my time working at the dance hall. In fact, I'm there practically all the time.
Dance hall?
Mm-hmm.
How could you bring up 4 children and work in a dance hall?
They has long intermissions.
Let's not waste any more time. I'll put a flashlight bulb in my camera here, and we'll take the picture. Now, Mr. and Mrs. Stevens, you sit on the sofa, and Sonny, you, let me see now.
Sonny, you can sit on my lap.
No!
Well, what's the matter, son?
I'm gonna sit on Bobby's lap.
Oh, no, son, you is too old for that.
Bob, you never get too old for that.
Wait till the picture's over, Sonny.
Yeah.
All right, now let's all have a nice smile. Think of those delicious Ozeka pancakes. Oh, come, Mr. Stevens, you're frowning.
Oh, I'll think of something else.
All ready? There we are. Now, I'd just like to take one of the happy couple alone. Now, let's see. Mr. Stevens, I want you and your wife to embrace.
Like this?
And now, Mr. Stevens, you put your arm around your husband's neck.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Now let's have a big kiss.
Can I get back to this picture, mister?
All right, Mr. Stevens. Kiss your wife now. Well, go ahead. Go ahead.
You see, mister, Dave's kind of embarrassed in front of company.
Yeah, well, come on, wifey dear. Give me a kiss.
Ah, that's fine. Now hold it till I get a focus.
George, is you home? Well, what's going on around here?
Mr. Higgins, I want you to meet the maid.
What do this mean?
Excuse me, Mr. Higgins. Maid, come on back in the kitchen with me. Come on back here with me.
I'd be glad to go in the kitchen because I got some mopping up to do and I know who I'm going to start with.
Now, listen, honey. Look here. Now, wait a minute. Just calm yourself down now. Look here, honey. I can explain everything to you.
You better.
Now, listen. You know that terrible pancake flour that I've been eating so that you could get the box tops? Well, you is done won first prize, a $500 prize.
What?
Yeah, I couldn't find you, honey. I looked all over for you, and he wanted to take a picture. And the gal is playing like she is you so that I can get the first prize.
Oh, this is wonderful. Well, get back in there fast. But take it easy on them poses.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. All right, sir.
All right, fine. The same kissing pose.
Yeah.
That's it. Now hold that. Yeah. Here we go. Ah, that's fine. And now, congratulations.
The picture's over, George. You can let go.
Yeah.
That's a great picture, ain't it?
Oh, I hope it's good.
Now about the $500 prize. Is you got the money with you?
Well, you have to come to the office in the morning for the prize.
Oh, yeah, for $500 in cash, I'll be there.
Oh, it's even better than cash, Mr. Stevens. It's $500 worth of Ozeka pancake flour.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.